Welcome to the Angel News Network's Current Events Broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realms, supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and Bridges Spiritual Center, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to Higher Realms is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi, and during each of our 15-minute shows, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day with Philip, channeling a higher realm entity, and we'll be talking about the various events that are taking place in our country and our world. Philip?
Hello, everyone. This is Philip. Just give me one moment. I'll go into trance, and we're going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain. Greetings, beloved students and friends. As I come to you within your new year, I'm going to take one moment and reprogram something within the channel. Bear with me. Bear complete. Again, greetings to your new year, beloved students and friends. Here you are within your 2019. If you add up 02019, you receive the number 12, which reflects the 12 star systems which seeded this planet. If you add the numbers, beloved students, 1 and 2 equals 3. The number 3 represents you within this frequency of your emotions and thoughts and physicality, connecting to your higher self, connecting to creation. That threesome is the mission of 2019. You, through your beingness, connecting to your doingness of your eternal self, through healing the self within the 3D dimension. As you have been taught, and many of you know, in your 2012, that began the ascension process of planet Earth, thus the ascension process of humanity upon the planet. So if you add those numbers, you get, if you look at the difference, rather, between the numbers of 2019 and 2012, you realize you are in your seventh year of this ascension process, putting it into a macro, micro perspective, and those of you who understand the number 7, you understand it has a divine intention. So here you are, and we are focusing largely on the confines of your current events, largely within the United States of America, factoring out into the global worldview. And you look at the events that have taken place within the creation of the United States, your creation of your independence from tyranny, from kingship, from dictators. You look at the period that you went through internally, the clearing and cleansing of something called your civil war, which was about a reinforcement of the equality and the human rights of all. You also went through another clearing and cleansing period called your Great Depression, where things once again were threatened, as they are being threatened now within your democratic structure and processes. And here you are now within your 2019, once again having something called democracy, a government of we the people, by the people, for the people, being challenged once again. So it is always a process of clearing and cleansing. What you're going through now is not as harsh, if you will, not as traumatic as the Civil War, where hundreds of thousands of lives were lost. It is not as dramatic as the Great Depression, which allowed some stop gates and safety nets to be put into place so that there could be checks and balances on a complete economic and governmental breakdown. And you are now experiencing in your 2012, your 2019 rather, the empowerment of the feminine energy coming forth in combination with the power of the youth of your nation and the world. You're seeing that represented within your midterm elections, within your most diversified Congress than in the history of these United States. Bravo, humanity. And that is largely being led, that diversity, by the feminine energy, balancing the masculine patriarchal energy, the assertive masculine energy, balancing with the receptive compassionate energy, so that you create a government of asserted compassion, is a mission of your 2019, specifically here in the United States. So with this introduction, let us begin with your questions and your concerns about what else is going on within your current events.
Good morning, St. Germain. Thank you for joining us on this first week of 2019.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
I was going to be asking for your perspectives on 2018 and 2019. You've already given us many of them. You had described 2018 in the past as being a year of wake-up. What's your observation about the, you've already sort of addressed that, but could we have a statement about how you see how the wake-up unfolded in 2018? Did it achieve what the higher realms were expecting?
It's in process. There was a dramatic wake-up in 2018 by focusing on what is not happening and understanding the risk of things being taken away within the democracy governmental structure and beginning to understand the importance of knowing the foundation of the Founding Father papers that were inspired by the higher realms and allowing the knowledge to enforce the structure of these papers. So that was the wake-up period in 2018, and now is the breakdown in 2018, if you will, and 2019 is the breakthrough in your vernacular. Does that help you?
Yeah, and some of the evidence of the awakening, of course, was the election that occurred in 2018, where you referred to the rise of the feminine energy and also the expression of the youth.
And to lead in place, that was largely within your House of Representatives, but leaving in place the old guard of the Senate, so you still have the configuration of the two at play. Rather than having a clearing of both aspects of Congress, the Senate and the House, allowing the two to be in place for the act out, if you will, for the breakthrough to be complete.
So you're seeing this acting out as a leading up to a breakthrough.
As you know, the breakdown precedes the breakthrough. The breakthrough is in process, yes.
Would you have any more to say about that breakthrough? That's what we're all looking for.
Well, the people spoke. The people showed up. They voted and understood without responsibility and participation within the democratic process. You risk it falling. And so through the participation of the people, you have the diverse Congress, you have the feminine energy coming in that will affect the needed change if you so choose.
It sounded like to me as though the leadership of the Senate was taking a stance saying they're not going to let anything go through that the Democratic House tries to push through.
You shall see whether that resistance, and that is what it is, persist. Those individuals are beginning to realize, and many of them are at the end of their political and governmental careers, are beginning to see that that technique can and most likely will fail.
You know, as in your introductory comments, you made some references to the clearing and cleansing that happened through the Civil War and through the Depression of the 1930s. And in that time, of course, we had two extraordinary leaders arose, Lincoln during the Civil War and Franklin Delano Roosevelt in the 1930s. First of all, what would you say about them as leaders?
They understood the concept and the mission of service. They understood that the purpose of government was for the common good of the people. They had that in common. They were willing to go against and even risk their lives to put themselves in opposition to the power plays that were in place at that time, the individuals and the structures that were attempting to control and to demise democracy. They were willing to put all at risk for the common good of the people.
You know, it's easy for us today to not be aware of the degree of vilification that Lincoln was exposed to, and many of us who are older certainly remember that FDR was very vilified in their times. It's extraordinary how both of them seem to have the personal strength to stand up in their own convictions and prevail.
And talk about where that strength came from, where that inspiration came from. So when they went into the dream state at night, which is a representation of your eternal soul, they were able to connect within the dream state their soul mission, their purpose to be here, and to consciously apply that within their awakening state. Do you understand?
Yeah, I guess it almost had to be their strength and come from a spiritual source, because when I look at some of the commentary of the times, it was pretty withering.
Every night there was a rechargement in your vernacular, and it could be achieved through a brief nap or even in an instantaneous download.
Now, how about during our current clearing and cleansing that we're experiencing now? I'm looking at the roster of potential Democratic candidates for presidency, and it seems to be substantially online. I don't feel inspired by any of it. Not that that's particularly relevant, but I'm just wondering, is there new leadership that's beginning to emerge that we're not aware of yet?
In your vernacular, it is percolating that the process of the newness of the common good of we the people, by the people, for the people is in place, and it will inspire individuals to step forward who in the past thought it would be useless to do so. They are now seeing energetic, spiritual, governmental, and personal opportunities to step forward. You are already seeing that within the confines of the feminine energy.
You made a reference to a term that I wrote down here for 2019. You referred to assertive compassion.
Yes, and we have re-mentioned that again at this time. It is time to take the blending of the assertive masculine energy with the receptive compassion of the feminine energy and to create through the balance of the two something called assertive compassion.
So any leadership that emerges here, that will be a sign of who may, in a sense, emerge as someone who can move forward with strong leadership. They will be reflecting assertive compassion.
They will be reflecting the balance of the masculine and feminine energy, whether they are in physical male or physical female format. Yes.
Do you have any indication, even if you don't choose to share it with us now, do you have an indication in your own understanding of who may emerge?
There are several individuals at the time whose soul plans are being activated, and they're in the process of making a decision to step forward or not.
And this is a very individual choice, isn't it?
It's a soul choice.
It's a soul choice, right.
Yes.
Which means that it isn't as though that's pre-decided by spirit. This is something that emerges from the dynamics of the experience of the individual living in 3D.
It emerges from the gift of free will and choice. It emerges from the gift of free will and choice, which you have within being human.
Now, I'm going to wrap this portion of our discussion up. Is there anything more about 2019 that you would like to add?
No. We are complete. I am complete at this time.
So the goal, again, is for us to continue to develop a country that reflects love, peace, equality, harmony, and balance. And we will be looking for a leadership that seems to understand that and will help bring us together to achieve those goals.
And look at how numerology, which we began this discussion with, is really factoring you in. 2019 equals 12, reflecting the star systems that seeded this planet. 1 and 2 is 3. Your relationship with yourself in this frequency, your higher self, and your relationship with creation, the balance, the macro and micro of the being and doingness of you.
Well, that's a beautiful way to end this segment of our discussion. Thank you, Saint Germain.
You're welcome.